the street of blood forsaken. And wildfowl came down on the carcasses, but Abram chased them away. Genesis 15, verse 11. The street of blood was prepared. Please come, Lord, for everything is ready. For didst thou thyself not say this? I, Abram, did not imagine things, did I? For this idea to prepare a street of blood did not originate in my heart, but came from thy word, did it not? Thus come, thou partner in the covenant, for everything is ready. We can pass the written act and also the street of blood. But whoever came, the Lord did not. The hours went by, and it became very hot, for the sun was burning upon Abram. But the miracle, the theophany, stayed away. Abram, Abram, who has ever been plagued like you? To sacrifice a son on Moriah, that soon will become much in your continuation. But to wait now in vain for the Lord, when he has told you to prepare a street of blood, and when he afterwards, by not coming, seems to have made an illusion of this whole ceremony, that is today even more in your beginning. That pain must be almost heartbreaking for the beginner. For he who has to slaughter a son can still lift the knife himself, do a necessary act himself, and can still believe up to the moment of the raised knife that it is his God who pressed him to do this deed. But he who, as Abram, has to wait and can proceed no further, suffers terribly. Abraham must have thought, I prepared the street of blood on command, but now that the Lord did not appear, I wonder if it was a word of God or an imagination of my own heart to prepare that street. The hours passed and the sun began to burn. The stench of death lured predatory birds to the prey. Imagine once that in a church an audible voice would speak, prepare the Lord's supper for me. And imagine that, when all things were ready, a thunderclap would smash the table and dogs would pollute the bread. Who wouldn't doubt at such a moment whether he had indeed correctly heard the question, and if the sense of his thoughts were perhaps nonsense to God? Indeed, Abraham, that is the pain imposed upon you. It has become your specific task to become father of the believers. For this cause you were begotten. But Abraham, who can become a father just like that? Who can consciously become a father? Who can become a father in the official administration in the relationship of God and people? One cannot become a father in the church, nor a father of believers, unless the original questions of church and of faith have been thoroughly considered in the mind of the one called to fatherhood, unless the sufferings of that mental process by which a descendant of heathens would become father in the church are fully and completely endured. And for this reason, Abraham, the question whether everything here was an imagination, a fantasy of yourself, or truly the word of God, should be considered to the very bottom. Only then the Lord will know that you will never trust in yourself, and never say Amen to yourself and to your own words. Only in this way will you become father in the Church of Christ. Only thus will you be the father of that Christ himself. Now Abram did wait. He took his stick and chased the vultures away, and each blow at the predators was an act of faith. No, indeed, this man did not leave the table which God had commanded to prepare for him. The street of blood was prepared for two parties. It may seem to have been forsaken by one of these two, but the other one would not forsake it, but hope in the salvation of the Lord. Abram, Abram, by this it is clearly made known to you, and also to us, that in all covenants there are indeed two parties, and that therefore also in this covenant, according to the ancient ceremonies, nothing will be bargained away. Yet there is here a miracle executing itself, that can never be recorded in any other human covenant. For already here the concept was taking a definite form that in this covenant a mystery was presented, which no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no heart will have considered. Abraham waited for a party of the covenant, which for the time being cast nothing else but dives and shrieks from the eagles and crows above the street of blood, and thereby taught the other party a pedagogical lesson of the most extreme suffering. It was this lesson: when God gives a revelation of his will to make a covenant with a man, one who understands him will never be able to empty out his word. There will always remain depths in it which are only known to God, the speaker. He will have a relationship with Abraham as friend, but yet remain a completely different one. He cuts exactly those who are his friends deeply into the flesh. Ah, children in the church, have you really known the sufferings which Abraham, your father, had to endure to become your father? The street of blood was prepared, the complete seriousness of the covenant. The street of blood was left forsaken, the complete terror of the covenant. Ah, Golgotha!